This research paper, published in Nature Communications in 2026 by Su and colleagues at Henan Agricultural University, Nankai University, and Xinzhou University, is the foundational reference for the cuprous cysteine ethylene sensing platform. It is the paper that the entire Cu2CYT patent family is built around, and the prior art that Ambient IoT's metal cysteine portfolio extends, broadens, and protects outside China. The biological inspiration is plant ethylene receptors. In plants, the receptor that binds ethylene contains a copper ion coordinated through sulfur. That copper-sulfur bond allows plants to sense ethylene at parts per billion concentrations and trigger ripening, abscission, and stress responses. The Su group set out to mimic that binding site in a synthetic material. Their solution is a cupra-cysteine complex they call Cu2CYT. Cysteine is the disulfide-bridged dimer of the amino acid cysteine. When cysteine is reacted with copper 1 ions, the result is a coordination complex in which two cuprous centers are bridged by sulfur, the same sulfur-bridged Cu+ geometry that plant ethylene receptors use. Ethylene binds reversibly to that geometry, just as it does in the plant. To turn the chemistry into a sensor, the team deposited Cu2CYT onto MXene, a two-dimensional conductive material, and printed the composite onto flexible interdigital electrodes. The result is a chemi-resistive sensor operating at room temperature, without any noble metal catalyst. Most competing sensors rely on platinum, palladium, or ruthenium, so this is a significant cost and complexity advance. The performance numbers are exceptional. Detection range from 50 parts per billion to 5 parts per million. Detection limit of just over 1 part per billion, well below thresholds that damage stored fruit. Response time 51 seconds, recovery 92 seconds. Sensitivity 3.64% per part per million in the trace 0 to 0.5 ppm range. Good reversibility, reproducibility, and selectivity against common interference. The paper demonstrates the sensor on real fruit emissions and on simulated leak detection from chemical pipelines. As a wearable, low-cost, noble metal-free platform, it has clear applications in post-harvest monitoring, smart agriculture, and industrial safety. Why this matters for ambient IoT? The Su Group has filed a Chinese patent family covering Cu2CYT and its variants, application CN2025-10540070, CN2025-11387976, and CN12118616. As of today, no PCT, US, or European filings have been observed. Ambient IoT treats this paper and its Chinese filings as prior art outside China and has built a counterportfolio of 12 Australian provisional applications that extend the metal cysteine concept into territory the original paper does not cover. That includes copper, iron, zinc, cobalt, nickel, and manganese cysteine variants in arrays, machine learning fusion across heterogeneous sensing channels, predictive trajectory inference that triggers remediation before a threshold is breached, and semiconductor airborne molecular contamination control inside front-opening unified pods, reticle pods, and cleanroom mini-environments. The most recent, AU20269044494, was filed today. A monthly automated patent monitor tracks the Su family across WIPO Patent Scope, Google Patents, Lens, the China National Intellectual Property Administration, USPTO, and the European Patent Register, and notifies us if any new family member, jurisdiction, continuation, or substantive citing application appears. For now, this paper sits in the research library as a reference. The chemistry that started the field, the prior art ambient IoT works around, and the foundation underneath an entire portfolio of provisional patents.